And it's the Bathrop Spears Broadside Show of April 21st, 2024, coming at you. I'm a bit under the weather, cold-wise, so forgive the cranky throat sounds. We also have a flashback, in addition to the contemporary edition of the show. The flashback goes back to October of 2005. And that would be October 30th. The contemporary edition includes an interview with Keith McHenry on various subjects, as well as a interview sort of in the midst of a Huff meeting that was held instead of in the usual place at the Sub Rosa. The meeting was held at the Harvey West Memorial Park at the end of Harvey West Boulevard at what's called the Friendship Garden, which is the site of a series of encampments, or tents anyway. You might say one very large sprawling encampment, which has been the sort of dumping ground where folks eliminated from Coral Street have been shoveled over to. And it's sort of this regular process of driving them away from here and then driving them back to here, kind of what was done with San Lorenzo Park some years ago. It shows the city's unwillingness to actually provide actual facilities and to spend the money necessary to establish truly effective and both cost-effective and recognizing there are emergency campgrounds or what are needed until such time as there is real housing. But of course they could also be putting money into real subsidized or extremely low income housing or single room occupancies, all kinds of things which they've chosen not to do, as have many other cities across the country. It's an attempt, it's kind of the treating homeless people like the Israelis treat the Palestinians, although homeless people are getting bombed from the air and intentionally starved and blockaded yet, but they are being uprooted and moved around and arrested and treated like second-class citizens, which is what's been going on for numerous decades. Normally, the day after tomorrow, if you're listening to this on April 21st, would be a city council day, or shitty council day, as I usually describe this group, because it's every second and fourth Tuesday. But I'm missing, not sure why it's being put off. According to the city council's website, the next meeting scheduled is for the April 30th, which is a week beyond there. It's a week beyond there. So we don't have to pore over the agenda or stumble over the agenda or drag ourselves through the agenda, which is how it often feels to me, but probably be doing that next week. Although, can't promise that either. I've become extremely weary of the city council, but sometimes I nerve myself up to the task, so we'll see if that happens. I don't know who to recommend to go to get local civil rights updates on the absence of civil rights activity at the city council, or the continuing acquiescence with repression that's going on all the time. They'll probably be mentioning that on-the-ground kind of stuff. It continues the raids and sweeps of camps, the discrimination on downtown Pacific Avenue when it happens, the general crackdown on homeless people, or as one report from Chief Escalante has it, making the city unwelcome for them, how that's progressing, which it seems to be going forward. And, of course, that includes the quite explicitly criminal destruction of homeless survival gear, which is not merely a human rights violation and probably a constitutional violation of the federal law, but it's also a violation of state law, where you're supposed to be holding property for a period of time, tagging it and bagging it, something that the Coalition on Homelessness in San Francisco has at least given basis for a temporary restraining order in San Francisco and gotten that restraining order from a judge up there prior to the upcoming injunction hearing around the whole issue, which, of course, has been placed in doubt because of the effectiveness of the powerful Democratic Party political forces, and some Republican Party politicians as well, in order to facilitate sweeping homeless people out of sight. They want to eliminate or severely weaken the Martin versus Boise case by taking, an adjacent case to the court, which includes the Martin versus Boise, the Grants Pass case, which says homeless property can't be seized and destroyed, which is, you know, you would think would be rather obvious. It's usually in the, unless you regard them as an inferior class, which, of course, is what's actually going on. Anyway, let's proceed, and then you can get a much more, I wouldn't call it nostalgic look back at 2005, but you'll be going back to the days when we had a lot more input into this show, at least, and probably more activism on the streets and among homeless folks themselves and in the community, which is something that I always encourage and I think never dies, but it certainly can drop to very low levels, which can be discouraging. So listen in, get encouraged, and report things to, well, through your own media connections of what's going on, but also get in touch with me, and I'll pass on the word as well at the Huff number, Homeless United for Friendship and Freedom, 831-423-4833.
I'm tired of moon songs, of star and of June songs. They simply make me nap. And ditties romantic drive me nearly frantic. I think they're all full of pap. History's making, nations are quaking. Why sing of stars above? For while we are waiting, Father Time's creating new things to be singing of. Sing me a song with social significance. All other tunes are taboo. I want a ditty with heat in it, appealing with feeling and meat in it. Sing me a song with social significance, or you can sing till you're blue. Let meaning shine from every line, or I won't love you.
So, for all you civil rights for homeless folks fans out there, and people outside looking for civil rights who think it a good idea to somehow get together and figure out what you're looking for and reach out for people suffering under similar circumstances or with the same goals and ideals, and hopefully realizing there's more strength in a closed fist than there is in a bunch of fingers operating independently. We had a Huff meeting, Homeless United for Friendship and Freedom, last Thursday, just a few days ago, and we went to Harvey West, and one aspiring Huff member, Athena, who not only organized this meeting, kind of a field trip or taking the issue to the appropriate forum, actually. We met at the Harvey West Park at the Friendship Garden and kind of discussed the forthcoming attacks on, well, the proposed eviction that the city is planning and threatening its residents there with, I think it's April 29th. Haven't got a lot more details on that for you, although that was what apparently was stated on the eviction notices on the tents, and those were the accounts from people that who said they had spoken with police or rangers or some other visiting authorities. Didn't get the specific accounts. It's more like secondhand accounts I got. In any case, you're going to be hearing a few interviews and one long interview with a perennial interviewee, Keith McHenry, Food Not Bombs co-founder, on subjects various but pretty much kind of circling around homeless issues or the issues of the, well, a successful victory against SB 1011. I think I have that number right. And also other threats coming up, as they always are, unfortunately, in order to drive the homeless out of sight, out of mind, and out of town, of course. So let's begin with the Huff meeting from April 18th at the Harvey West Park, where some folks shared pizza, company, and information. Huff is going to be meeting at its normal Sub Rosa Cafe location next Thursday, which will be on the 25th, if I'm calculating properly, and I think I am. Or who knows? I mean, it depends. It seems better to meet where the action is or where the action is threatened to soon be. The problem with these distant meetings is it also requires kind of organization behind the scenes that so far we haven't yet gotten together to act upon the information and the connections we get to operate between meetings to see if we can round up who knows what, some protest action, some legal action, some more outreach action, you name it. And there's always a little of that going on, but so far it hasn't cohered much recently, and I'm always hoping that at some point things will spark and some of that will begin to happen in a more critical mass-ish kind of way.
Today is the the 18th of April, and I'm here at the Huff picnic table, which is right next to the remains or the, well, it's the Harvey West sort of encampment. I call it a survival encampment. And